Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So yesterday, Wendy on the show revealed to us that she's realizing now that her dad's a big old redneck.
He is very southern redneck. I mean, in the house, he's got stars everywhere. He's got deer skins all over the couch. I think there's three, one with a bullet hole still in it.
That's awesome.
There's furs outside. He had to show off his tractor while we went rock searching for a new rock in front. Yeah, so my dad's a big old country man.
The one that got me yesterday for Wendy was her dad was going to paint the Texas flag on a big boulder in front of his house.
Oh, yeah. He's done that.
That's good and redneck
that's
right
just,
there.
That's just yeah. one so far, yeah.
Yeah, big he's old. Already done that. He was looking for another one for the address.
Yeah, that's oh, good yeah. stuff.
And there's
yeah.
a Texas flag hanging up in the yard. I mean, the whole nine yards. It's very mm-hmm. southern.
My thing is, I think everybody has a little redneck in them, like mm-hmm. a little country in them. Mm-hmm. And if you look hard enough around your house, you'll find it. So I said to Stacey yesterday, I'm like, you know, Wendy brought this up about her dad. Let's look around the house and see, you know, what sort of makes us redneck, right? And all the stuff that we found in the house really sort of revolved around the dog.
That's what makes you redneck?
Makes you red.
Yeah, that everybody's got a little redneck in them. Mm-hmm. We have an oil portrait that we had done of our dead dog that's still hanging up in the
house.
Redneck.
That is red.
That's
wow.
red.
Yeah, that's real red.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. We have a plaster dog of a bulldog outside of our stairways in the front of the house, which mm-hmm. I think is really pretty redneck.
Any sort of animal figurine in the yard.
Yeah, this is in the front yard, so people can see it as they come in. I have a bulldog, which is pretty redneck. Stacy reminded me that our dead dog is buried in our backyard.
Oh, yes. That's very red.
That's fairly
very
redneck.
Traditional in the southern home. We had three of ours buried in the backyard.
You know, what else would you do with it?
I don't know. You know what? I'd never thought of anything else. Like, yeah. what do you do? But I don't know that I've never
cremate.
Met anybody else.
Yeah, cremate. There's cremate. Like, cremate.
Well, what makes
ashes.
It more redneck is cremate and have the ashes in the house.
Right.
Which is what I've done. So,
did you really? Is that the one thing that makes
well,
you a redneck there?
It's not the only thing. In my house, it's trying to find things that aren't redneck between a Georgia graduate and a Tennessee graduate and all the paraphernalia. Because I think my University of Tennessee birdhouse makes me very red. Mm. But yes, my animals and Toby's one of them because I have moved so many times in Atlanta that I'm one who has always buried my animals in the backyard, but I really never had a backyard to bury my animals in. So yes, I do have ashes in my closet of dead.
But now you do have a backyard.
I do have a backyard that these animals will be buried, and I say these plural, will be buried in the backyard. But yes, so I, between the paraphernalia of SEC football and dead animals in urns, we're pretty redneck.
Jeff, you've got some pretty solid redneck roots. There's got to be something that has translated into your house.
I think I've moved far away from it. Like, you brought up the dog thing, and we do have a box of dog toys that they never get thrown out, so the dog really does own more. Like, in the living room, there are more things owned by the dog than there are owned by us. So that would be pretty redneck. We also have been doing like upgrades to our house for 6 or 7 months, but we move very slowly. So we currently have one room of our house that is like half painted, and the other half is that what's it called, you know, where you fill in cracks and stuff on the ceiling, stuff like that, from when our roof leaked last year, just because we haven't decided on how we're going to paint the wall yet. So that's pretty redneck right there. And the headboard in our bedroom is not attached to the bed.
Right.
Because Jessica found it on sale, like, you know, years ago, and realized the reason it was a, you know, $600 headboard on sale for $60 was because the bottom of it was like cracked and twisted.
There's
and
no
all
explanation
this stuff.
Needed.
So it's just leaning up against the wall.
Now, because he's trying to deny his redneck roots.
Yes. And if that had been a waterbed, that it wasn't attached.
No.
That
would have been really, well, then I wouldn't really be trying to deny anything.
With the goldfish in it.
I had one that I realized yesterday is that up until a week ago, I still had my Christmas tree in the backyard.
Oh, wow. Serious.
It was there until March.
Yep. Why?
Yeah. Just because I didn't know how to get rid of it or what to do with it.
That's
or
fairly red right there.
How to throw it out or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, because I don't live in a place that has, like, trash pickup all the time. So I didn't know what to do with it. So it sat back there.
What did you end up doing with it?
Until last week.
What did you end up doing with it?
The new boyfriend helped me get rid of it.
Okay.
He did it for me.
At least it's finally gone. Hey, Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, I am not sure on specifics, but my father told me that there are parts of Georgia where it's illegal to bury your animals in your backyard, and you're supposed to take them to your vet and have them, you know, disposed of properly, of, you know, according to the authorities or whatever.
Is it because maybe, like, people weren't burying them deep enough and, like, wild animals were coming and pulling them out or something like that?
Probably,
leaving carcasses around the neighborhood.
Well, there's that urban legend where something happens when you're pet sitting, so you bury the pet, you know, for your neighbor. And then your neighbor comes home, and you're like, it just ran out. It never came back. But then their dog digs it up.
Right.
You know, playing around.
That's why you put rocks on top of it. Duh.
Painted rocks.
And that makes me redneck knowing that you're supposed to put rocks on top of the grave.
We have, I noticed that Stacey has one jacket that she wears outside on the patio when she's going to smoke. You could smell the smoke on the jacket from like 15 feet away.
Gross.
And that just, it reeks of redneck to me.
Smoke filled anything is very,
very
redneck.
Very redneck.
Yes.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.